We're holding Daf Yud Aleph from the Aleph from the bottom Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hagodol shabu al haketana." A godol means an older man live with a young girl, haketana, less than 3 years old. Or else, v'katan, a young boy that means less than 9 years old, shabu al hagedola. He lived with an older girl. Or mukatzeitz. Another case is mukatzeitz. That means Rashi says that a piece of wood went into a makom, went into the Isha's makom, like in Parshat broke up Sulim. So the halacha is ksubas and masayim. All these three ladies, these cases, still she gets a ksuba of $200. She's still considered like a psula. So the first case is Parshat. If she's a ketana, she's less than 3 years old, so when a man lives with her, it means nothing, because when she becomes three, the psula will grow back again. So since from 3 years she didn't live with a man, she's still called a psula. Therefore, she gets $200 when she gets older for a ksuba. Who are then the chiddushes that a katan lives with a gedola? Now this we'll see as a machlokes rishonim, if we're talking about when the katan, the boy less than 9 years old, lived with his girl. Some rishonim learn even if the katan broke up psulim. But since he's only a katan, he's less than 9 years old, it's not called a maisa biya, it's not called she's a bula, she still has a shame sula, nageya tilchas ksuba. Therefore, she still gets $200. And then what's in a mukatzeitz? Mukatzeitz means times an accident happened that some wood hit her there in a mukam and broke up sulim. Since it didn't happen through a man, she's still called like a psula, she still gets $200. In other words, really, the Yerushalmi says the svar is that there's a special chayim, special like graciousness to a lady that didn't live with a man yet. She's a psula, there's special chayim that the husband gives her $200. So these three cases, she didn't lose her chayim yet. Even though a man lived with her when she was a katana, less than three, but that's called nothing. Since the psulim grow back again, it's not called she lost her chayim because of that. Who are then if a katan, a boy less than 9 years old, lives with the older girl? Even though, like some Rishonim learned, the katan type of broke up psulim, but since the katan is less than 9 years old, it's not called a maisa biya. So it's also not considered like a man lived with her yet, she didn't lose her chayim, she still gets $200. The same thing with mukatzeitz. If it only happened through a piece of wood that knocked out a psulim, it didn't happen through a biya with a man, she still has a chayim. This is Reb Meir Shita. A mukat say, since a piece of wood went into a mokum there and broke up sulim, lamaisa they hold she loses a chayim. So to the husband now, it's not called the same thing like a real psula, because the psulim are broken. Therefore, she only gets $100. She has a din like an amona. So machloikis, what din about mukat say is? Lachura there, they both agree that the ksuba there would be $200. We'll see in the Gemara about this. Right, what about now, Psula Almana? You have a lady that's a Psula. Even though she was once married, she only had Kedushin. And then her husband died. Or else Kerusha, she received a get. Or else Mechalutza, her husband died and the brother-in-law gave a Chalitza. So the locher is, Min HaNesuyin Ksubas Almana. If it happened, Min HaNesuyin, she only gets $100. So the Chur, she's a Psula. What do you mean, Min HaNesuyin? So Rashi says, Minanasuyin means, Kegoin shenichtas alachupa. And the case is that they went to the chupa, but umeiz baila becheskashto nivula. The husband died right after the chupa. And as becheska, she's still a psula, they did not have beer together. Still, the halacha of the Mishnah says, the chiddush is, taksubasamona. Once she had chupa with the husband, the first husband, even though they didn't live together, since she had chupa, that already takes away her chayin. And she only deserves $100. Rashi says, Anissas liyachas tam. And she gets married now to a second husband, ksubasamana, that's all. To the cheskas bula kaima mishnichsa lachupa. That once she had chupa with the first husband, she has a loch like the cheska, she's a bula ready. So even though here we say she didn't live with the first husband, but as far as she loses a chayin. Kefort, the second husband, we'll talk about it later. The second husband still has his doubts that maybe she lived with the first man. Even though it's the cheskas not, you can never tell though. So the second husband marries her, like he figures she's already a bula, she had shaykhus with the first husband, she only gets $100. V'yein len tainis pesulim. Who are there now? The husband can't come and complain about tainis pesulim, like to lose her, to be mastered a ksuba, because again, since she had chupa with the first husband, the second husband should have known, like she's like a bula already. So you can't come to complain and say, I thought you were a psula, and now I don't see pesulim, I don't see dam, I don't want to give you ksuba. The husband can't say that. Because the husband was supposed to know that she was a bull already, because she's becheskas to be a bula since she had chuppah. So therefore the second husband can't say to make a choice, you're not what I wanted. You should have known that she most probably is a bula. Right, so what about hagiyaris? This is the opposite of the Mishnah before. You have the goya that became a Jew. The Ashruya, you had a Jewish girl, here they were older than 3 years old, that she was captured by the goyim. Or else the Ashivcha, a maid. Now Sheniftu, that they freed, they redeemed the Shivuya, for Shinizgairu, this girl became a Jew, for Shinishtachru, the Shivcha became freed. But Yisera Sabunai Shalashan of Yamechud, they became freed after they were 3 years old. So Loch then is Ksubas and Mana. All they have is only Ksuba of $100 now. Vien learned Tainis Basulim. The husband now can't complain to say when he lives with her the first time she doesn't have Basulim, like I want to set the Nekach toys. I didn't plan to marry a lady like you. I thought you're a basula. He can't say that. Since she was a goya when she was 3 years old, so goyim, ashik says, abecheskas, they have znus. So you should have known she's a bull already. Who then, if the girl was captured by the goyim, you have to know, roiv, akum, aputsum, baroy is saying, that since the goyim captured her, most probably they live with her already. So since she was over 3 years old, you have to figure she doesn't have basulim. Who then, ashivcha? Ashivcha also has znus. So since she was 3 years old already, when she was a shivcha, even the lady, if she came freed, if a Jew marries her now, he has to think that she is already a bula, and therefore she only deserves to get a ksuba of $100, and you can't tie this pesulim. You can't say the night of the chuppah, she's a bula, I thought you were a basula, I don't want to give you ksuba at all. You can't say that. You should have known by these three girls, since by at 3 years old, they were becheskas to have znus, so most probably they're a bula, you can't say the opposite way. Yeah. So that's the chiddush from this Mishnah, when does the isha have a shame, a bula? So first the chiddush is she a katana and a katan, she still has a shame, basula. A mukat seitz is a machlaikis. If she lost her basulim through a mukat seitz, that's a machlaikis, so she's called like a basula, like an amona. And then the chiddush is, if the isha had chuppah, with her husband, even though she didn't live with him, she's also called Becheska Sabula, that the next husband only has to give her $100. And then these last three girls also are Becheska to be Bulas, they only get $100. So the Gemara, Amarav Yudam Arav, Katan Habual Agadela. He holds that if a Katan, less than 9 years old, lives with a girl, also Mukatsaitz, he should know he gives her a din like a Mukatsaitz. In other words, in the Mishnah, it's a machlek, it's about a mukatzeitz. Is she like a psula, like a bula? So Rav Yehuda Marav holds the same halach applies when a katan lives with a gedola, she has the same mukatzeitz. So it's a machlek, it's showing him now, we're talking about with this katan, less than 9 years old, when he lived with this girl, did he break up psula or not? The top Tosfos learns, v'loy hishya psula mari. Rather, we're talking about where the katan did not break the psulim. And that's the machlek is, does he at least ruin her chayin like a mukatzeitz? So he says, "The behisher lo meyesh talias chusam in mukatzeitz." As if we're talking about that the katan broke up sulim, so for sure it can't be worse than a mukatzeitz. So that's the sheet that we're talking about now. That this katan that lived with a gedola did not break up sulim. So Yehuda Merav says she has a luck like a mukatzeitz, and therefore she only gets a ksuba of $100. Well, that's the machlekes, the mishnah at least. That's on the common Rabbi Meir. That the Tanakhama says she gets 200. Forget, Rameya says she gets 200. And the Chum said, a Mukatzeis only gets 100. And this the Gemara says, Ki Amrisa Kaima de Shmuel. When they told the Sobot to Shmuel, Amar Shmuel said, no, ain Mukatzeis Babasa. A Katan less than 9 years old, his meat means nothing. When he went into the Gedolah, he did nothing to her. So according to everybody, she's better than a Mukatzeis, and for sure she gets $200. So the way Tosfos learned, it's okay. Tosfos, we're talking about now, the katan did not break up sulim. So that Shmuel Svara, that a katan less than 9 years old, it's not called the bee at all, it's called nothing. It's even better than a mukatzeitz. Like Bishlema by a mukatzeitz, the eitz breaks the sulim. That's a machlekes. Is she called like a bull or not? But here Shmuel says, a katan, the bee of a katan, means nothing. Other is showing the mash, not like Tosfos, Rashi the Madaik, even where this katan breaks the psulim, still, Shmuel holds a svara, it's a katan, it's called like nothing, it's even better than a mukatzeitz. Some is showing him say it's daima, where you should take your own hands and break the psulim with your own hands. That for sure be nothing wrong. It's like your own body is doing it to yourself, that's nothing wrong. So that's Shmuel's svara. Ein muket feis be bosom. If it's only the bosom of a cut in the broken psulim, that's nothing. Like either a person is called a maiser bi or maiser nus, and by a cut and less than 9 years old, it's not called as nus. If it's not called nus, it's called like nothing. That's Shmuel Svara. Mar says, Ika the master law, some learn this, law shmer to this halacha, the apinasha by itself, without the first man the yomim. Like this, katin haboa ala gadela. What's the halacha of a katin, a young boy, less than 9 years old, lives with an older girl? Rav ama asul muketzeitz. Rav says, yes, he makes her now like a muketzeitz, and that's told in achlekes in the Mishnah, and she'll get, according to Ramea, 200, and according to Chom, she gets only 100. For Shmuel amano, ein muketzeitz for basa. Since it happened through meat, the basar of a kid, it's not called the maisa's nus, or bias cotton is not called the bia, therefore it's called like nothing. Shouldn't say it's a loshin, like even if you say the cotton broke up sulim, it's like she would take a hand and break up sulim. That would not be mafsada. That's nothing wrong with her. Mashenkin, a mukat seitz, that's a strange object, came into a body, that's already a machlokes. On that, the Chum say in the Mishnah, since a strange object came into a body and broke up Sulim, she's called like a bula, she only gets $100. This is the Gemara Yasakasha. Moser Ravoshe, Voshe Yasakasha. Says now, Mishnah, Godo Shabbala Alaktana. You have an older person that lived with a girl less than 3 years old. So that's called, that's not called a bia, she's still called a psula. The Kota Nabal Al Gadela. Who are then a katan, a young boy less than 9, live with a gedola? Or mukatzeit, then it says a third case of mukatzeit. So, ksavosom asayim, divri remeya. Remeya shita is all these three girls are considered like a psula, and she deserves $200 for a ksuba. So, a chacham argument say, mukatzeit ksubosom mona. That mashma mukatzeit, that's the only case that you get a mona. So, who it's mashma, that in the first two cases, everybody agrees she gets $200. So what's the kashuk on Rav Yehuda Marav? Rav Yehuda Marav says when a katan lives with a gedola, he makes her into muketzeitz. And our Mishnah is not mashma like that. Our Mishnah is mashma in three separate cases. The first two cases where a katan lives with a gedola, mashma it's nothing. The third case is a muketzeitz. That's a machlokes by itself. So what's the kashuk on Rav Yehuda Marav? So where it says no, Amar Rav, Rav says ochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means, like this. Godola boala katano fuleklum. That everybody agrees to. If an old, even a man, an older man, live with a young girl less than 3 years old, that's nothing. Why? The pochus mikan, if the girl is less than 3 years old, it's kenoisen etzpa bayandami. It's like you put your fingers in your eye. So mushal tears come after tear. Here also, even if you break the psulim, her psulim grow back again. So it's called nothing. Since after three she didn't live with a man, she's still called a psula. Here nobody argues on. The katan now, the second case in the Mishnah, in a case where a katan nabor ala gedola, a young boy less than 9 lived with a gedola. The halacha is aso muketzeitz. That's mamish the case that the katan makes her into a muketzeitz. Or muketzeitz gufa. What's the loch about a muket seitz if only eights went in there, a piece of wood went in there? She hurt herself and that broke up sulim. That's like a pluk to the remei of Rabbanin. So that's the way Rav Yehuda Marav would learn Shana Mishnah. That the second case of the Mishnah is a muket seitz. When a katan lives with a gedola, he makes her into a muket seitz. And what's the loch of a muket seitz? That's the machlokish remei and the Rabbanin. That's what Rav Yehuda Marav would learn. According to Shmuel, it's much better. According to Shmuel, Shmuel holds no. Shmuel learns the Mishnah Kapashtus, that the first two cases is zero. It's only a machlokes by muketzeitz. Because ein muketzeitz bebosor, that's Shmuel's svar. Now, Omer Rami Bachoma. Machlokes, when is there a machlokes in our Mishnah? If your wife is the muketzeitz, whether she gets 100 or 200, kishikabo. If you knew what she was before you married her. In other words, before you married her, you knew she was a muketzeit. She told you that her psulim were broken because a stick went in there. The Rav Meir Madmano LaBageris. Rav Meir holds she's still called a psula. She's like a bageris. A bageris means when a girl is already 12 and a half years old, we say by itself the psulim are kolim. The psulim becomes smaller. Come on, like there's no psulim there anymore. And still for sure she's called a psula, she gets $200. She holds a muketzeit is the same way. She still gets 200. For Rabbonin, Mad Melola Bula, Rabbonin say no, that if eights, a stick went in there, it's like a man went in there. And therefore, she's called a Bula, she only gets $100. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, where the husband knows exactly who he's marrying. So the shaila is, do you have to give her 200 or 100? But Rav Bachom says a chiddush. Avol lo hikabu. Let's say when you first married your wife, you did not know she was a muketzeitz, that you thought she was a pure besula. You thought she had psulim. And later you find out that she's a muketzeitz, divrei hakov leklum. He all the svar, everybody agrees it's a mekach tois. You have a right to say, I never thought to marry you. I don't want to give you a penny. It's not what I bought. I thought I'm marrying a lady that has psulim. And now it comes out that you're a muketzeitz, you lost your psulim already. Even though it's only through wood, that's also called a mekach tois. That's from the Bachom svar. For Rabbi Meir, for the Gemara, now the Gemara Stam explains. What's the machlokes of the Mishnah? For Rabbi Meir, amai madmal labageris. Why does Rabbi Meir say a muketzeitz is doimah to a bageris, a girl by herself, 12 and a half, that a psulim by itself, like fade away? Nidmai labula. Why don't you say it's more doimah to where she live with a man, she should only get $100? Teretz is poshid. Ba'ula is avid b'maisa. Videi adam. Where a man lived with her, the man came into and broke up psulim. That's a big maisa. It happened with the yodim. A man does it. That takes away the chain of the isha. That's like a pagan. There's something wrong with the body now. Therefore, she only gets $100. Of a whore, we're only a stick one in there. Lo yisavid ba maisa b'day yodim. It's not such a bad thing that happened to her. True, her psulim broke, but it's not because of an yodim. It's not a maisa b'day yodim that doesn't take away a chain. Therefore, she's like a bageris. That's what Meis for her. For Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan svara? For Rabbanan, Ademuyla labula, why did Rabbanan make a daima to a bula, nidmayla bageris? Why don't we say to her, because she's daima to a bageris, she should get $200? Like Rameyah svara, it didn't happen by the Yodam. The Teretz is, for a geris, when a girl herself becomes 12 and a half years old, la yisavad b'mayta klal, nothing at all happened to a body. That's the old nature of a body by itself, the psulim becomes smaller. That's why she didn't lose chayin, she still gets $200. Her behor, in the case where stick, wood went into her, her esavet b'maisa, here something happened to her, maisa happened to her. It's not nature by itself, it's something happened that broke up psulim. So that's the Rabbanan svara that a muketzeitz is daima to a bula, she only deserves $100. Avola hikabo, but let's say in the case when the husband first married her, he thought she was a pure of the sula, he did not know she had a muketzeitz, is a divrei hakov leklum. That's only about chomer svarim. Now this is called the nekach tois. That's not what you wanted. Certain things, it's not what you wanted. So you have a right to say it's a nekach tois. So merely you do not have to give a ksub at all. Negay to a get, Avada doesn't go that far to say the kedushin is not chal at all. Avada, you have to give her a get. It's only a svar in the ksuba. You don't have to give her a ksub at all. You're only mechayiv yourself to give her $200 because you thought she was a psula. But now that she's a muketzeitz, it's not what you thought, you don't have to give her a penny for the ksuba. We'll soon see, we don't hold like this. Moshe Rav Nachum Neis Akasha, says the Mishnah Leidom, Hiya merits muketzeitzani. So machloik is the husband and she. She says, I'm a muketzeitz. So in other words, she wants to get a ksuba, either 100 or 200. Vuayma, the husband says, Loi, kiel adrusus yishat. You should know you're a bula. The reason why you don't have, in other words, the first night when the chosn lived with the kala, he found out she was a pesach besuach. She didn't have besulim. So she agrees. She says, yes, I agree. But you know why I don't have it? Because I once hurt myself with a stick. And he says, no, most probably what happened was you lived with a man already, and you're a bula. And therefore you don't deserve to get anything. So it says, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis, that she's believed. We believe her. So Chura, what do you mean you believe her? That she deserves to get something, either 100 according to Chum or 200 according to Rameya. But here's a case, the Chura, that at the beginning the husband thought she was a psula. And now when we believe her that she was a muketzeitz, she has a right to collect the ksuba. So of course that's not like Rami Bachoma. You see, it's not called a mekach tois. So Rava says like this, Elo Amar Rava. Rava fixes it up halfway. He says like this, Bein hikabo, bein lo hikabo, l'Rabbi Meya Masayim. According to Rameya Sheet that he holds a muketzeitz, there's nothing wrong with her. She's almost like a regular psula. So then I agree that even though the husband did not know she was a muketzeitz, he thought he's getting a pure psula. But there's nothing wrong with a muketzeitz according to Rameya Sheet. Rameya holds a muketzeitz, she's still a pure lady. She gets $200. So there it's not called a mekach tois. You can't say you didn't get what you want. I mean, not any little scratch on an object makes it a mekach tois. The mekach tois has to be, this is not the object you wanted to buy. So since Lamaisa, she's only a muketzeitz, that according to Rav Meir, she still has a chayim, she gets $200, you can't complain to say that's not what you wanted, it's not a maker's choice. But that's only according to Rav Meir. But the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon Shita, that they hold Mukat Seit is the Pagamino, she only gets $100 now, so it's not the same as a real Basula. So then the Svar is, Hikaba Mona. If the husband knew what he got before and he knew he's marrying a Mukat Seit, then the Rabbanon say, you only have to give $100. But Lo Hikaba, you didn't realize what you're getting, you thought you're marrying a regular Basula, and later comes out she's a Mukat Seit, for Lo Klum, you don't have to pay her a penny. According to the Rabbanon Shita, you have a right to say it's a Mekach Tois. Because the Rabbanon say a Mukat Seit is a Pkam. There's something less. There's something wrong with this lady. She doesn't get 200, only 100. So if you did not even know that much, you have a right to complain later. It's a Mekach Tois, I don't want to give you anything. That's what, so now it's no spirit to their Mishnah. But still the Gemara says no, for her to be Rava. Rava was still Chayzer, like we'll soon see. A Mukat Seit Bechlal is not called a Mekach Tois, like we'll soon see. Tanya, we learned like this. There's a Mishnah later on in the Perek, the Masechta, Ketzer Atzoy Shemra. Where is there a case where a man is Metzi Shemra about his wife? That a man complains about his wife that she didn't have Basulim, that she lived with another man, she's Chayav Misa, and it depends, if it's true, he has to kill his wife. But if he's lying, he has to pay $100. Where's the case? Bola Bezdin, the husband comes to Bezdin v'yomah pleini le mitzos le bitcha b'sulim. The husband complains, I live with my wife and she doesn't have b'sulim. And I tell him that she has nus with a man before. So it's like this. Im yesh edim shezins, if the husband has edim, that she lived with another man, tachtov, even while they were married together after the kedushin. So it says, yesh to ksuba mona. She gets $100 for ksuba. For the Gemara, how could that be? Im yesh edim shezins, tachtov. If the husband has edim that she lived with another man after the kedushin, baskili, she gets killed. What kind of giving her ksuba? You don't have to give her ksuba. Her safety, you don't give her ksuba. So chikoma, this is what I meant to say. Im yesh edim shezin satachta v'skila. That's true. If you have edim that your wife lived with another man while she was married to you, avada, she gets killed. You don't give her a penny. Zinsa Mikara, let's say though she lived with a man before you got married to her, before the Kedushin, Halacha is Yesh La Ksuba Mona. Hakopon, if she gets a Ksuba worth $100. Now, what's the Kiddush here? We'll soon see, we don't hold like this Halacha. For Yom Rav Chiya Barav and Yom Rav Sheshes, Zoysameris, from this din it's a Raya, that Konsa Becheskas Psula. Let's say you married your wife, you thought she was a Psula. As far as you know, she was a Psula. That's who you married. And you thought you're going to have to give her ksuba of $200. The ninsa is bula. And then later, after the first biya, you find out that she's a bula. Pesach besuach. But good, you find out she's not osa to you. We have edim that she was mizdana with a man way before the kedushin. So she's mutter to you. What's the halacha? Yesh lo ksuba mona. Says he, you should know again, you can't say it's a mekach tois. It's the same wife you wanted to marry. The fact that she's a bula is not enough to make it into a mekach tois. So she's your wife. You have to give her ksuba. How much? Only $100. That's what this man Yom holds. Even if she's Mama Shabula, and you thought she was a psula, that's not called a mekach tois. She's still the same lady. You just only have to give her $100. Right, on this, Umasa Rav Nachman. Nachman has a kash on this svara. Says Aloha, Hanoi says Ish, somebody marries his wife. And he finds out that she's a bula, she doesn't have basulim. So my husband says, I don't want to give you ksuba. So it's like this. He or Mary, she says back, you know why? That you know what happened to me? After I had kedushin with you, like this last 6 months, a man was manas me. A man forced me. And it's your fault, your mazel. Because I'm your wife. So it's because of your mazel the man like forced me. Therefore, I'm still mutter to you. And I still get my ksuba $200. Because the ksuba is totally how she is b'shas kedushin. So since at the time of kedushin, she was a psula, something happened to her later on that somebody lived with her, somebody forced her. So therefore she had to tie in a tach pasadayu. It's your mazel, your fault. She still gets the $200. That's what she says. Vuwaima, he complains to husband loy, ki elach loy resticha. I tell you, knowing that happened, it happened way before I married you. Voye mekhi mekach tois. And the husband says, it's a toyus what I got into now. I thought I was marrying a psula. And it comes out that at the time of Kedushin, you were a bull already. I, Tanya, lived with a man 2 years ago. So at the time of the Kedushin, you fooled me. I thought you were regular Besula, and it comes out you're a Bula. So I have a time that's a Nekach Tois and says Loshin, for less Loklal. So here you see that if you marry your wife, you think she's a Besula, and it comes out she's a Bula, you're allowed to say it's a Nekach Tois? Not like we just said before. Before we said it's not called a Nekach Tois. So it's Stira. For Yomulu Rav Chia Baravin, Rav Chia Baravin said like this, if she is possible that Rav Amron, V'chol G'derli Ador Yasvi, all the G'derli Ador and Rav Amram were sitting there, K'yom Rosh Hashas L'Hosh Shmaito, when Rosh Hashas had over this halacha, V'kashvi, and Yoni had a kasha, V'shoni, L'churin no, Avaz, they gave an answer. They said like this, my Mekach Tois, what does the Braisa mean to say here that the husband has the right to say, it's the Mekach Tois? Namely, what the husband means to say is only, Mimosayim, I don't want to give you $200 anymore. I thought you were a Bsula. That's why I was mechayiv myself $200. But now that I find out you're really a Bula, no more 200. Avamon Isla. But 100 you do get. So Chitza could be no stira that it's not called a Mekach Tois. But for Yata Mata Lesla Chlal, and you want to say back that it's Mamash a Mekach Tois? Like, no, you're wrong, it's not a Mekach Tois. But on this, for Yomar Rova, Rova said no. Manda Kamaisav, the one that asked the question here, Shapa Kamaisav, asked very good. Why? Mekach Tois Lagamri Mashma. When it says the husband has the right to say, I was fooled. It's a Mekach Tois, it's not what I wanted. It's Mashma, it's a Mekach Tois, it's not what he wanted. And it's Taka, he doesn't have to give Ruksub at all. Viela Kashach, Ayav Estira, Tiritz Viemach, it is the way you should answer it. It's like this. Im yesh edim shetzin satachtov, if you have edim that she was mezana when she was married to you, viskila, then she has to be killed. She's a soita. Zinsami karov leklum, if she taka had znus before she was married to you altogether, so it comes out that b'shas kedushin she was really a bula, and you thought you're marrying a b'sula and a chnami for leklum. That's called a nekach tois, and that's where we hold halacha. Halacha we hold if you marry your wife and you think she's a psula, and really it comes out that she's a bula, it's called a mekach tois. That's called not what you wanted. You don't have to give her ksub at all. But, what about nimtso muketzeitz? Let's say in a case where you find out your wife is not a bula, she didn't live with a man, just that something happened to her by accident, she became a muketzeitz, that she got hurt there, a piece of wood went into her there. Yesh la ksub amona. Here she does get a ksub of amona. So what do you see now? That a muketzeitz is not called a mekach tois. Even according to the Rabbanan sheet that holds a muketzeitz, only gets $100. So you see, Rava was chayza. For the more of a Rava, who the yom of the Rabbanan. I, before Rava said, according to the Rabbanan sheet, that lohikabo, if you did not realize that your wife was a muketzeitz, if you thought your wife, you thought your wife was a psula, and it comes out that she's a muketzeitz, before Rava said, according to Rabbanan Shita, you get nothing but a klum. And here Rava says no, that according to the Rabbanan Shita, she gets $100. So it has to be according to the Rabbanan, because according to Rameya, she gets 200. So you see, even according to the Rabbanan Shita, Rava holds that it's not called a Mekach Tois. Elish Mamina Hode Be Rava Miyahi, Saraya Rava was Chayzer. And that's the Maskana. That's what different Svaris here. If you thought your wife was a Psula, and she was really a Bula, so that's called a Mekach Tois. That's called not what you wanted. And you don't have to give your wife a ksubra at all. It's called she fooled you. But if she was only a muketzeitz, does you, even though you thought she was a psula, and it comes out she's only a muketzeitz, the lachar is, that's not called a mekach tois. That's not called enough of a difference to say you wouldn't have bought her anyway. True, she fooled you. But certain fooling is not enough to say that you wouldn't have bought her otherwise. The svar is, no, you would have still married her. So muketzeitz is not called a mekach tois. That's the machlokes the Mishnah. You have to give 200 or 100. We hold like the Rabbanan Shita that a muketzeitz only gets $100, but a tois it's not. The mekach tois it's not. She deserves to get $100. But the Tana Rabbanan, what's the price like this? What about konso rishon l'shum nesuyin? A lady that was married, she had kedushin, and she made chuppah with her first husband. She konso rishon l'shem l'shum nesuyin. The first husband made chuppah with her. But v'yesh lo edim shlo nistera. There are edim around that they never had yichud together. Inami nistera, even if they had yichud together, for lo shosa kadei biya. They weren't in the room long enough to have biya. And the Rashi says, the Reis, the husband died right away. So Kitzes Becheskas, that she did not live with the first husband. The Halacha is, then she gets married to the first husband dies. Then she gets married to a second husband. The Halacha is, Ein Asheni Yochel Litatainis Besulim. The second husband now can't have complaints if she doesn't have Besulim. Sherei Konsarishon. So Svara, since the first husband made chuppah with her, the bottom Rashi says, V'yolov l'dasha nivlo. The second husband should have thought that maybe she did have beer with the first husband. So you can't find a mekach tois. You can't say that even though the rumor is, Edim is there, that she didn't live with the first husband, you're not supposed to believe the first Edim. You can't say your second husband is marrying her now, I think I'm getting a pure basula. No, since Lamaisa she had chuppah with the first husband, you're supposed to think that maybe they did have via. And therefore you're supposed to know you're only getting a basula, a bula. And therefore you can't tie no mekach tois. Mekach tois you can't say.